Good Wednesday evening. This is Ozarks at Large. There are about 400 new medical professionals in Arkansas ready to help during the COVID-19 pandemic. During today's press briefing in Little Rock, Governor Asa Hutchinson explained the state is adjusting some medical licensing regulations. The governor says as the fight against COVID-19 will spread into more weeks and months possibly, he's concerned about fatigue for nurses and doctors. He says that fatigue and the likelihood some medical personnel will become sick led to some licensure alterations.
I've asked the medical board, and they responded very quickly, to expedite the licensing of our healthcare workers. And so medical board expedited emergency temporary licensure to medical residents who have completed their 1 year of internship. Their licensure fees have been waived, and as a result of that, we have 15 residents that have done their internship, that have applied for this quick licensure provision, and they will be able to enter the healthcare field in a faster way. In addition, the medical board accelerated their overall licensing process, and the result is that we have over 100 new physicians that have been licensed in the month of March.
Similar licensure changes also mean about 300 new nurses are available for work. Licensure fees are being waived as well. The governor has signed a proclamation for a special session of the General Assembly to convene tomorrow afternoon at 1. He says there is broad agreement among House and Senate members and the necessary votes to pass legislation regarding COVID-19 relief. He says last week more than 9,000 unemployment claims were filed in Arkansas. By early afternoon today, an additional 8,000 claims, including 700 claims this morning, had been filed for this week. And almost every day since the governor began the COVID-19 press briefings, he has stressed the need for the public to follow guidelines to help slow the spread of the virus, a familiar refrain that includes limiting social groups to fewer than 10. The governor says that guideline will become something stronger soon.
I've heard that this is not, while many Arkansans are abiding by that very carefully, there are some exceptions to that, and those exceptions can endanger what we're trying to do in getting a handle on this crisis. And so this has been a guideline, and this will be made into a directive. And so the Department of Health will be working on the specific language of a directive that when it comes to inside social events that we need to follow the guidelines of the Department of Health.
And late afternoon today, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 280 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state. The ADH is updating those numbers four times a day at the agency's website. Also today, the City of Rogers held a media briefing with several city officials and business leaders providing updates on the coronavirus response in the city. The briefing included Rogers School Superintendent Marlon Berry, who addressed the announcement that a student at Tucker Elementary had tested positive for COVID-19.
As you may have heard, we have had a confirmed case of the virus, a third grade student in our district. We, of course, are cooperating with the State Health Department to take the necessary steps to inform and protect others. And we will continue our efforts to clean and sanitize all of our buildings in preparation for a potential return to school.
That potential return to schools is currently set for April 20th. Berry says in the meantime, students have been given learning packets and technology. The school district will also continue feeding students while they learn from home.
We have fed now over 1,100 kids each and every day, and we plan to increase those sites starting next Monday. We're serving breakfast and lunch in our summer feeding format that we've had previously.
Berry says they are looking forward to when students are back in their classrooms and on the playgrounds. This is a Wednesday evening edition of Ozarks at Large.